This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday again vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution on the Israel-Hamas war, blocking a demand for an immediate human ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the 15-member body that the draft resolution could jeopardize ongoing ceasefire talks between the U.S., Egypt, Israel, and Qatar.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
According to text seen by Reuters, the U.S. has proposed a rival draft resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire, quote, as soon as practicable and on the condition that all hostages are released. The blocked draft resolution, which was drawn up by Algeria, did not link a ceasefire to the release of hostages.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Julian Assange's lawyers have begun their final British legal challenge to stop the WikiLeaks founder from being sent to the United States to face spying charges. The 52-year-old has been fighting extradition for more than a decade and has spent the last 5 years in a high-security prison. Thousands of farmers on Tuesday filled Athens streets in a show of force to demand more measures by the government to fight high production costs. Tractors were parked in front of Parliament after protesters arrived from across the country and from the islands in a tractor convoy or by bus or by boat. Police looked on during the noisy but otherwise peaceful protests, which government officials said included 150 tractors. This is VOA News. The United States will announce fresh sanctions on Russia on Friday over the death in prison of opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a string of European governments summoned Russian diplomats. Russian President Vladimir Putin's main political opponent died in his penal colony on Friday, Russian authorities said. His team says the 47-year-old was murdered. The U.S. and its allies imposed a slew of sanctions on Russia since it invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Polish farmers stepped up protests on the border with Ukraine on Tuesday in what they said was a bid to save their livelihoods. Protesters poured Ukrainian grain at the border and enforced a near-total blockade of the crossing, disrupting traffic nationwide. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan has more.
Farmers there said they were not going to let a single truck pass from Poland to Ukraine or the other way around. Farmers across Europe have been demonstrating against constraints placed on them by European Union measures to tackle climate change. They are also unhappy about the rising costs and what they say is unfair competition from abroad, especially Ukraine. A decision from the EU in 2022 saw duties waived on all Ukrainian food imports. Kyiv said its agricultural exports through Eastern Europe have not damaged the EU markets.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. A judge in Haiti investigating the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse has indicted Moïse's widow, a former president, and the former chief of police. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The indictments are expected to further destabilize a nation still reeling from gang violence and violent anti-government protests. Dozens of suspects were indicted in the 122-page report issued by Judge Voltaire. Voltaire is the fifth judge to lead the investigation after previous ones stepped down for various reasons, including the fear of being killed. Haiti's former police chief, Léon Charles, is facing the most serious charges, which include murder, conspiracy against the internal security of the state, and criminal association. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two men have been charged with murder over the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which left one person dead and 22 wounded, officials said Tuesday. A pair of local residents were charged with second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon, a Jackson County prosecutor in the U.S. state of Missouri told reporters. The prosecutor says a verbal altercation at the parade that very quickly escalated. Prosecutor said the arrests were in addition to those of two juveniles whose arrests were announced last week. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.